Hello and welcome, everyone. This is Derek Barzanda. You're tuning into the UAuth Revolution Shift 2012, and I am extremely excited. I want to let you know that we were on basically 10 minutes earlier for the attention circle, and we had so many people responding in about what happened to them and the things they've been experiencing. Someone said they were given a bonus from a drawing of $1,500. Another person said that they felt their energy sort of tingling up through their legs like a ripple effect. So we get on 10 minutes early for this. This is a huge part of what we're doing with this event. But another huge piece of it is we have some of the most amazing teachers and healers and experts here to awaken us and really give us the power that we deserve, that is a part of our birthright, that we haven't been taught, and it's here. It's time. And one of our guests, Christy Marie Sheldon, was one of the most popular teachers from the last year's event. I mean, just blew away everybody. And so if you're here, if you've gotten your line, please stay on, because we definitely have maxed out our capacity. The other thing I would ask you to do is send to your friends and family information about what we're doing and just let people know. You can go to uwealthrevolution.com/now, N-O-W, and it's not too late to get on and get the clearings that we're going to be doing and the exercises. As it relates to money, there's so much confusion about money. There's so much fear about money right now, and if you've heard me talk, I mean, our whole financial system is shifting, so there's a new vibration to money, yet we've been taught and indoctrinated into the old vibration of money. So can you see where there's a huge disconnect and why people are not creating abundance? And this is what we're going to begin to reverse today. So let your friends and family know. I am sure that they would benefit from it immensely, and they will thank you forever for just being on this free call, because there'll be some incredible things that we're going to do. Also, I want to hear back from you as we do exercises. So if you're on the blog, you can share with your friends on Facebook. You can also send us questions. So I want to know what your blocks are with money and everything else. So here we are, and across the planet, like, people are so frustrated with money, and that's why we asked our amazing energy healer and guest, Christy Marie Sheldon, to show us how exactly ordinary people, just like you and me, are creating huge shifts in their money situation, and how do you overcome these abundance blocks that are lurking behind the scenes. And so that's really what you're going to learn here today, and what you're going to learn is exactly how Christy Marie Sheldon does this, how she teaches this, and how she can transform your life. Now, Christy Marie Sheldon is somebody who's been teaching unlimited abundance for many, many years. And by the time you reach the end of this session, you're going to know exactly what to do to manifest abundance this year and beyond. It's very powerful stuff. And as I said, we are experiencing a shift, a new consciousness, and you probably see all this crazy stuff happening in the news, from uprisings to the economic and political shifts. And this wave of change is going to continue. So we all need to be prepared, and many times it's just shifting our energy. The great news is that for everybody here, I mean, that's one of the biggest shifts and reasons that I did this series, was so you can connect. And Christy Marie is going to show us exactly how to identify our very own abundance blocks, and she's going to take us through a 2012 energy clearing session that's going to help you to move past where you are now and into something new. Christy's an intuitive healer. She has a unique gift for being able to tap into people's energy fields and to find and remove the blocks holding them back from a life of greatness. She's spent the past 15 years, okay guys, speaking on energy radio shows, conducting seminars, and holding over 10,000 private consultations with their clients. She's worked with many of the most respected people in the personal growth industry, from Lisa Nichols, Marcy Shimoff, John Assaraf, Hale Dwoskin, Dr. Norm Shealy, Don Miguel Ruiz, and more, Ruiz, and more. So I want to welcome her. I also want all of you to send her love and your energy and your excitement, because this is about you and it's about transforming your life. And we are here. It's a beautiful day. Christy Marie, welcome back to the UAuth Revolution Shift 2012.
Wow, I am so excited to be here. It's so amazing to connect to like-minded people who are wanting to change. I will sign me up for helping people do that every day. So if anybody's looking for change, you are in the right place, because that is what I hope for you: positive change, upgrades, abundance, more love, lots of it.
Well, we were looking over, you know, some things and talking before the call, and you were telling me about some incredible stories and things that happen when people really shift this, and it can become very, very quick in people's lives. And I've heard you tell me, I mean, you being an empathic and being able to really read energy intuitively, that you can look at someone's energy field and in less than 1 minute show and tell them if they will have wealth in their life. I mean, that's pretty incredible. What is happening when you do that, and what are you looking at?
Yeah, so using my intuitive gifts, we all have a soul, obviously, that overlays our body. Some people still believe that we are our body, but no, we're a soul in a body, and the soul has in it like all the records of all of our thoughts, feelings, and beliefs that we've ever really lived in our life. And so by looking at somebody's, like, the overlay of their soul on their body, I can pretty much tell in 2 seconds they're able and willing to receive huge amounts of abundance, and if they're willing to do the work to make that happen. You know what I mean? So, because you still have to take some action on this planet, even if it is buying the lottery ticket, right? There is some action that has to occur. But and so it's kind of cool. A lot of people, I've noticed, I don't like to use generalizations, but honestly, this is just really true. A lot of people live in a very contracted state where they only let their field of influence, their soul, radiate out like 1 or 2 feet all the way around them. You know, the people that are the most wealthy and able to receive a lot of money actually let their soul radiate out, you know, infinitely. Generally speaking, about 50 to 100, you know, feet all the way around them. So they're willing to influence a bigger field of energy, and therefore manifesting's easier. So that's pretty much what I'm looking at. I'm looking at, how willing they are to influence the field of energy around them. So for everybody listening, if you actually enter, we're going to walk you through a meditation later, so hold on to the phone. And, and I'll show you how to expand your energy into this wealth, the wealth and prosperity and abundance energy that will, you know, basically impact your life.
Yeah, that's really interesting. I mean, you said a few things that I just want to touch on, because you said number one is that, you know, there is sort of this attraction piece, and then there is work involved. And I mean, we know, like, people that win the lottery, right, they lose it many times because they don't know how to manage money, they don't know how to continue it coming in. And so it does take you really understanding that and taking action. And I'll be the first to say that. There is no magic ticket that's just going to, you know, have money come in if you're not giving service to people. But secondly, I agree with that energy field statement. I mean, that is incredible. I've never heard anyone say that before, because it's so true. And yet, even though we know this, even though people have studied, many people on this call have studied wealth attraction and wealth abundance for years, but what is it that makes one person abundant, but yet somebody else literally trapped or locked in to this poverty state that maybe they don't want with every fiber of their being, but they're still stuck? What is happening?
Yeah, this is why I really was compelled to teach abundance. I mean, this one question that you just asked. So, because everybody knows, like, a story of two people, they grow up in the same neighborhood, right? Their parents generally have the same amount of wealth, and they, you know, same background, right? And one person ends up really wealthy and one person doesn't. So what's the difference? And the difference is multi-layered, but generally speaking, it's whatever they have imprinted into their world, their thoughts, their feelings, and their beliefs, is really what kind of starts the groundwork or their foundation going out into their future. So let me give you an example. So let's just say they both have the same amount of income, but one of the moms, for instance, stresses about money every day. you know, or she says things like, you know, we don't have enough, or we can't afford that, or we're on a budget, or we're, you know, all those things that, quote, quote, seem real to her. But let's just say they made a middle, you know, they had a good salary or something, right? A middle income salary. The thing is that child will imprint her mother's beliefs and feelings about money. Mm-hmm. Kids will imprint this before the age of 7. They'll pretty much take a blueprint or download from their mom and dad because they're learning how to be people, want mommy and daddy to care for them. So if I'm more like mom and dad, they will love me. And if mom and dad love me, they'll take care of me, they'll feed me, you know, I'll get more attention, et cetera, et cetera. So one girl, even though she might, you know, have the same, quote, quote, setup, but her parents, one of the parents stresses more, that right there will change her whole wealth consciousness. And so what I have a lot of people who come to me and they're looking for change and they're like, I don't get it. I've really been working on myself. I do all the work. I have a good job, but I can't find a better job, you know? Like, what's my block? Okay. And usually when I look at their block, honestly, it's before the age of 7, they imprinted something from their parents. Like, let's just say their mom and dad got divorced, and now all of a sudden their mom is stressed because, you know, there is no money, you know? Or dad lost his job when they're 2. Or, you know, any of, like, those kind of events start the foundation for whether they can receive money or, you know, what they believe about it. Or if you grew up in a spiritually based family where they thought that, you know, having a lot of money meant you must have been doing really bad things, you know? And people want to be good people at the heart of it. We all want to be good. And good people don't want to do evil things, right? So therefore, I can't have money. So it's kind of like all these layers of beliefs and feelings pretty much overlay. And they, you know, they can be 40 years old and they can't get a job and they can't figure out what it is. And it, you know, it all goes back, generally speaking, you know, to their earliest experiences. And I don't think a lot of people, you know where to look, because if I believe people are good, if they really could share, you know, want to change, and if they really would change, then they're like, why doesn't this change? For instance, I had one of the people that was doing the Unlimited Abundance Journey with me. And she said, I had this powerful belief that she couldn't, her car wouldn't work, right? And so she said, she was doing some of the energy clearing, and what she realized was that she had this belief that she had to break something in order to get something new. And so she imprinted that from her mother, right? So as soon as she had cleared that realization, she said she went out the next morning and her car totally worked. So, you know, is that a quote, quote, fluke? Like, how does her energy, you know, our energy, our field of influence influences lots of things in our life, everything from the fax machine to the car to the, you know, and really doing this journey with these people for 12 weeks, I really got the download of that, you know, like these really amazing fluky things would happen once they just cleared, you know, just some funny little belief that you don't even know is kind of lodged there. You know, like how, you know, the whole thought that she thought, well, gosh, so then what happened is she was able to sell her car, right, get a good price, and then go get a new car. So she didn't have to break the first car in order to go get a secondary car, you know. So for her, that changed her whole life. She said, all these problems I've been creating in my life, I don't have to create them anymore. I mean, for her, that was life changing. So it's kind of interesting how it all, you know, overlays. So and
yeah, it
a
sure
lot
does.
Of people, yeah, and a lot of people, they just have lots of, you know, interesting beliefs. Like I can't, like the belief I can't. This is one of my favorite beliefs. Like there was one client who had a belief I can't, and she wanted to quit. You know what I mean? So I teach people how to clear their blocks and, you know, all this. And she said, I wanted to quit. And literally for the first, like, 8 weeks for her, not very much happened, you know? And then she realized she had this big block on I can't. And she said, I really wanted to quit, but something in me kept me doing it. And then as soon as she got cleared a block and finally got the download that it was really just the I can'ts in her life, she basically manifested. She said within 48 hours after clearing the I can, she manifested 3 advertising contracts that were worth over $160,000 to her. So, I mean, that's powerful. One belief shift, you know what I mean? Just kaboom, and then something new just shows up, you know, 48 hours later. So it really made, for any skeptics kind of listening or whatever, it really made a believer out of me of just literally how much our energy affects, like, our field of influence. So.
Yeah, it's like all of these things in our life that we want, that we hold in our heart, are trying to reach us. Yet imagine if you had like a glass shield all around your body, and this, you know, the love of your life is trying to reach you, the energy of that energetic connection that's going to create the circumstance where you meet, and then you bounce that off. Or that great possibility where someone says, oh, I want to have you speak to my group. I want to have you teach me. I want to have you share your gift with me, or create something new together. I want to work with you as a partner. We can do something. And that shield just doesn't let that energy reach you, and it goes off somewhere else, right? And the destiny that would have been is just never created. And that's, I think, what happens to a lot of people. And it's incredible, I agree, once you let that go. But so when we talk about these, like, glass walls that are around people, and we can call them abundance blocks, glass walls, I feel that, I see that with people. What are some of these? Because we all have them, some people more than others. What are they?
Yeah, so, and I love how you see it, because that's actually how I see it in people's energy fields. You know, their beliefs get like these little dark, cloudy things like all over in their field, right? Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, so it's exactly, it's all these counter intentions that hold everything away from us. But yeah, so some like, here's an example of a really good, interesting belief. Some people have a fear of change, right? So one of the blocks could be fear of change. If you're afraid to change, like, people take all their contracted energy and they try to hold their reality in place. You know what I mean? Because they love it, right? They've been doing it for so long. And some part of them loves it. Otherwise, why would they have created it? You know what I mean? And so
exactly.
Fear of change is a huge block. Because so one of the things that I really worked with people on is being open to change. So it's always fascinating to me, like, watch the funny little lie that could be here. We're basically a vibrating energy field, you know, our atoms vibrate, right? So at the end, and they even say, like, if you multiplied out how much space is in the energy of an atom, it's like the size of a football field, you know what I mean? So if, like, a neutron or an electron is like a person, right? And the whole football field that empty would be the empty space that's inside the atom. Okay, so in a weird way, we're just space. I mean, generally speaking, mostly. And so at the end of the day, we're always changing. So the belief that we can't change is kind of just based on a big fat lie. You know, the truth is we are always changing. Like, everything is changing. And if we actually just, you know, cleared all our blocks of resistance to change, a lot of new things would come in. Another thing that people, you know, are afraid of, I can't be spiritual and make a lot of money. You know, I think that's starting to get dismantled, like, right in the last couple of years or so, a lot more in society, generally speaking. But, you know, that was a very deeply ingrained one. Some people, one of my clients had a fear of looking at her finances. You know what I mean? She wouldn't look and do the numbers. You know, figure out what are my numbers here? What's going on? And she realized she got in trouble, you know, doing arithmetic, basically, in class. And when she finally just looked at the numbers and did, you know, all her money stuff, I think she found like 40,000. Like, it wasn't just in one place. It was like in about 10 places. She found a way to redo her finances and save herself $40,000. Right? Just because she was willing to look at the numbers. There's people that have, like, family blocks. Like, if I get more money than you, you know, and we're part of the family, then I'm no longer part of the tribe, and I'm going to make people uncomfortable. You know, that's, like, a common block. Or fear of profit. You know, we have, like, kind of ingrained in our belief system sometimes that, you know, corporations make a profit. You know, or we have negative beliefs on corporations, right, or things like that. So it is kind of funny. If you look in the society, we have corporations can make profit, but charities can't make profit. But if charities actually could make profit, then they'd have plenty to give to their cause, right?
Or spiritual people shouldn't charge for their services. It should all be free. And if that, you know, and if it's all free, then we'd have to go work jobs that we hate, and then we'd only be contributing the best parts of our day to those companies that are not helping the planet, and we could just sort of do what we want on the side for free and then be broke and have no power, and then, and is this another one, because I see this with a lot of people, is that I don't need to do anything. If I'm clear, I'm just going to have everybody send me checks every day in the mailbox, and I can just sit in my house, and I'm going to be wealthy. I mean, why would you want that? Why would you not want to go out and help people, serve people, connect with people, love people, give people hugs, make somebody's life better, take away pain? You know, this is a key part of abundance. You have to get out and give to the world. I mean, is that a block you see with a lot of people, that sort of this, like, I'll just sit here and it'll just all come in?
Yeah, yes, I do. You know, I'm saying this and I'm going to say it lightly, but because I have actually won 5 numbers in the lottery twice, okay? But what I have noticed.
There's another side that it's.
Right. But what I have noticed is usually if people are saying, generally speaking, I want to win the lottery, when I go into their blocks a little bit more, what they're really saying is underneath all that, there's some hopelessness. Like, they're usually tired, mm-hmm. they've quit, mm-hmm. and they're a little hopeless, okay? And they find that that's the only way out. So there's usually a myriad of blocks kind of sitting under that one thing that they're asking for. But I totally agree with you. There's two parts to manifesting. I call it AM, intention plus action equals manifestation, okay? So you set an intention, so you put out good energy, right? Then you take action. in some form, and then things will happen. But yes, of course, you have to take your energy, and I always call it guided action, by the way. I believe that there is action that is fruitless, and I believe that there is guided action. And the more successful manifestors that I've noticed take really guided action. It'd be like, and talking to the universe, you know. So you could wake up in the morning and you could go, okay, so if I wanted to generate $10,000 today, what do I have to do, right?
I love that. I love that question. That is a powerful question.
Yeah, and it's fascinating how many things will pop in your head that you can actually do to go make $10,000. And then people have to get over themselves and actually go choose one and go do it. But the universe is totally unlimited. It'll give you that answer.
You know, I asked that out of, you know, being very loving with because we got a few people, you know, can she help me win the lottery? And maybe there will be some increases, as you talk about, with the lottery. I want to get in that story. But I also just want to be sort of like a loving parent to everybody and say, you know, there is action. So you want to get out and serve and figure out what it is you can do to bring it into your life. Tell me about the lottery, though. So you have actually won the lottery more often than... Definitely more often than me.
It's so funny. It's like there's a part of me that's totally joyful because I won 5 numbers twice out of 6, right?
Wow.
Out of 6. And then the other part of me, I actually do know what my belief was, by the way, of why I didn't do 6. And my belief was then I would quit working and then I wouldn't do my job on the planet. So that was my belief that stopped me from getting all the 6 numbers. I was off by 1, as crazy as that sounds. But, yeah. So what do you do with that information, you know? I mean, seriously. You laugh about it, really. But
yeah, well, you clear the belief, and then you keep going and keep to win chicks, and then, you know, play a bigger game in the world.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. For sure.
Oh, wow.
So that's no longer true, yeah, in my world. I won't quit working. I love what I do too much, but, yeah.
That's incredible. Incredible.
Yeah.
So...
Yeah.
Is that, I mean, why is it that, I mean, is that really what's separating people is these blocks and these challenges? Is there like a recipe then as we're looking at, okay, people have these blocks, they have this hopelessness, they have this feeling I'm not worthy, I can't get out and do anything, and that's why I just want to try to win the lottery. But what is the recipe? If there's like a magic recipe for people to release and totally be abundant, what would that be?
Okay, so the recipe is, I kind of call it ABC, always be connected. So step one, always be connected, and I'm going to show you guys how to be connected. And step two, once you're connected, clear everything, every counter intention in the way. You know? So it's kind of a little dance for a while of being connected and clearing, being connected and clearing, being connected and clearing. And then eventually what happens is your field of energy becomes just so clear that you think a thought and it's just pretty much manifest, you know? Like, generally speaking, my manifestations now happen really easily, you know? You know, I just think, oh, I want to have this happen, and, you know, generally within a few weeks it'll just show up. And and that's really the, you know, again, taking action, you know, like, hey, what would it take for me to, I did this, you know, what would it take for me to reach a million people? And then I, you know, 2 days later, I get a phone call to go on a, you know, big station in Los Angeles, right? Reaching over a million people. So, you know, it can happen that quickly for people. But, yeah, it's always be connected. And so we're going to show people how to really be connected. You know, I think a lot of times, too, I want to call out this whole being positive thing all the time. Because when you're clearing things, what will happen is all the cranky parts of you will kind of show themselves to you so that you can clear them. You know, so some people say, well, I'm doing this clearing and some of the, you know, negative is coming up, or I feel like crap, or I just want to yell at my kids, or like whatever, you know?
Exactly.
And the thing is your soul loves you so much, it will keep showing you your stuff until you clear it. So, you know, I always say to people, good luck when they decide that they want to quit, you know, like I'm thinking, good luck with that, because your soul loves you enough, it's just going to keep showing you things until you decide to, you know, really just handle it. And so, go ahead.
Can I make a point about that? I'm sorry to jump in because that is
so true.
You said your soul loves you enough that it's going to keep showing you things until you release that block. And I get emails from people that say, I had this happen, then I had this happen, and then now this has happened. And it's this sort of cascade of just such difficult situations that my heart just like bleeds for them. And I always write back, you are on the wrong path. Your soul is trying to show you that it's time to shift and release that. You're not going to have this change until you release and you start taking new action and you really step into who you are. And this is part of the new energy of what we're seeing in 2012, is that people continually are seeing the old things not working, and their soul is saying, okay, you had this life, you had this great job, you had this wealth, or you had this prosperity. It wasn't you. You were doing something that wasn't your mission on the planet. Now it's starting to fall away. Now when are you going to move into what you are supposed to be doing? And then we'll stop that. And then we'll take you so much higher, you won't even imagine where that is, you know, once you get there. It's that powerful. Is that what you're seeing?
Yeah, that's really the always be connected stage, right? Because if you're connected, you'll be asking questions and everything will be guided. You know, there's... I've done this twice in my life. I literally like got rid of everything and changed my whole life, like where I moved, where I lived, the people around me. And it usually, and as long as people don't resist it, for me, both times took about 3 months. So it took only about 3 months for me to have one old life and then one completely new life, you know, because I wasn't in resistance to it. And I would just ask, what do we need to do to make it happen? So I say that for those that think that it has to take a long time. That's kind of why I brought that energy up.
It
doesn't have to take a long time. If you're connected and every moment you're just asking, okay, what do I do? I want my life to look like this. What do I do right now to make that happen? And if the doing right now is radiating energy, great. If the doing in that moment is calling for people to see if they will, I don't know, increase your income in some way, then do that, you know? But if people lived in a state of prayerful asking, right, everything would be completely awakened for them in, you know, 2 seconds or less. So, you know, it takes a, you know, it doesn't, and but if you don't trust that, right, because I know a lot of people are listening and they're going, yeah, that's really easy for you to say. but at the same time, I've done it myself, you know, scared absolutely, you know, having like no money, no way of making a living, you know, scared, and like within 3 months having, you know, a truly amazing life, making more than I was, you know. So I've lived both angles, you know, and the only thing that was probably different, or what I was willing to do, I guess, was that I just thought, you know what, it can't go get worse than where I was. So I'm going to trust that where I'm going has got to be way better. You know, that was my only like main perception. It's got to be better. So I'm just going to go keep finding the better. And eventually the better just showed up.
Powerful. Now, in this group, Christy, if we can do this really quick, can you sort of, I know there's a lot of energies, we've got tons of people on the call, but is there one predominant like energy or block or glass wall relating to money and abundance that you're sensing from the group? Can we ask that?
Yeah. I'm hearing a lot of credit card debt and a lot of people who don't know what their next kind of doing should be. You know, like what do I do now? And the credit card debt's kind of interesting because I had somebody who was doing my unlimited abundance with us, and it was just a journey where we cleared, like I like basically took everybody through all the little nuances of all the blocks, you know what I mean, because there's lots of blocks. But she ended up paying off 2 credit cards. She was a healer, you know, so number one, she already had to clear all those healing stuff that we all have. But she was a healer, and she manifested a new car. She went from 12 clients to 28. And literally, how did she do it? She asked, how do I get new clients? Okay, while being in a connected state. Right?
In a connected state, yes. Because if she got the idea, let me get a new client by going and doing a talk somewhere, and then she has this fear of being judged, or this fear of doing new things, or this fear of sharing her gifts, she's going to automatically find some reason why she doesn't want to do it. And it's going to be like an uphill climb. And so we have, I get it completely.
Yeah, and she was saying she had a lot of negative thought patterns and perspectives about growing a business, being a healer. You know, she had credit card debt. She didn't want to ask for things. She didn't want to ask people for things. You know, she wanted to do it all herself. That's a common block, by the way, because if you want to do it all yourself, you don't give space for the universe to actually help you. So anybody listening who wants to do it all by themselves, you know, I encourage you to let go of that and say, what would it take for the universe to help me more than it's ever helped me before? That would be a really good statement. But, yeah, so she paid off a couple credit cards, you know, basically almost tripled her income, you know, in the space of 12 weeks. So it didn't take that long. So, again, that's why it kind
Amazing.
Of brought up that. Yeah.
I want to let everybody know too. We're going to be doing a clearing, and we're going to be doing some like a meditation as well, an energy clearing session actually here coming up in about probably pretty soon, maybe about 5 or 6 minutes. So everybody, hold tight and get ready because I really want you to connect to this and really feel a shift in your body. So I'm going to ask you just a few quick questions because we're getting things from people coming in here. Like one is about salary. We've got somebody asking, what do I do about increasing my salary? Because I, you know, if I worked for myself, I could do all these other things, but I've got a fixed income from this job. Would this work for that?
Yeah, like in the journey, I had, probably a dozen stories of, like, one lady was working a salaried job, right? And she, it's kind of weird. Her plane, she missed her plane. She had to get on a new plane. She was from Hong Kong. She sat next to a Chinese doctor, found out what she did for a living. She was a teacher, right? So we all know what teacher salaries are like, right? Said, could you just work with my daughter for an extra 2 hours a week? And so she said, and they booked a contract, like literally, because it's a little more formalized over there, but that brought in $12,000 extra dollars for her, basically, over the next 18 months. So that was working a little more. I had lots of people actually get raises. And they came in different forms. Like one person, the way they got a raise was the company paid for the insurance for their whole family, right? So that was like an extra $6,000, you know, that kind of came in. Another person was able to, it was hilarious. The wife was doing the program. The husband sort of came on board, sort of. It's always funny, the person who sort of does. Randomly, like sometimes manifests way more money. and then what happened is, the raises were cut off in their company. So, you know, his rational reality would say, there's no way in heck I'm ever going to get a raise, you know? But he kept saying, what would it take for me to get a raise?
What would it take?
And he basically got a raise, and nobody, like his boss couldn't believe it. Like nobody else in the company could believe it. And he goes, honestly, and it was, you know, like I think $5,000-$6,000 extra. But for him, that was, you know, for what that could do for their family, just paying for all the little extras, I mean, that added up. So there was another person who basically said, screw this, I'm not going to, why am I not even, you know, some people won't even look for a new job, right? He said, I'm just going to throw it out there to see what happens. And he was earning like $70,000, and he manifested a job for $96,000 with a $5,000 signing bonus, you know? Just because within, these are all stories that happen within 12 weeks. And so he just decided,
wow,
I'm just going to go for it. Why not? Why am I just sitting on my duff not doing anything and complaining about it, you know? So he just threw out some resumes, and that's what happened.
I am so excited. We've got a bunch of questions coming in from Bess and Linda and Jessica. I mean, I wish we could get to all these. I just want to let you guys know, Albert, I mean, we are here. We're hearing you. One person, let me see if I can get one more, and I want to ask you a few more things. I want to get into this clearing session, too. One person, I think it's Samantha or Samarth. Samarth from Dubai is asking, why do some of us constantly attract the wrong kind of people to do business? Why do we attract these people and always lose money? What is that about?
Well, with her in general, like I just tapped into her energy, it feels like that's a family thing. So there is some sort of family thing in her culture, you know, the way her family system grew up where they don't trust people or something. So somebody in her family, I think her mom or whatever, didn't really trust people. And so therefore she keeps bringing in untrustworthy people.
Oh my gosh.
And then something around age 20.
I think we just opened up a tidal wave here. So everyone, we are not going to get to do readings on everybody here. That just happened. But we'll probably have to bring you back, Christy, where we just do a Q&A and we really work with people and sort of see like what the energy is and then they can go forward, because I think that's going to be very exciting. Okay, another question I've got is how do people really begin to uncover some of these abundance blocks on their own? Is there a way that they can get some inner guidance to what's blocking them?
Yeah. So, and I'll kind of guide everybody a little bit today to do one of those. But what the easiest way I've found is, you know, once you learn how to be connected, just like think of something that really annoys you in your life, you know? So it could be, I have credit card debt, right? So credit card debt is basically, look at the energy of credit card debt. But one of the things it does the most is it puts people in prison, because now you just cut off your whole, you took all your energy in your future, you have to like now put backwards on your credit card debt, right? So you just like took away your future.
Okay, explain that again. I'm so sorry.
I know. Okay, so think of credit card debt. So you're buying something and now you have this big bill hanging out. Let's just say it's $5,000, you know? So now you have to, now people then start thinking, I have to go to work, right? Because they now have, like, have to, creates this whole kind of jail-like culture, this whole prison, like, I have to do something versus I'm free to go do something. Because now they have all these bills kind of stacked up, and they're taking all their future energy and putting it towards something that they already experienced in the past or bought in the past. And so it keeps people in these kind of cycles of, I mean, literally suffocation, prison, like all those kind of All those, and that's obviously not their intention in the moment. They're trying to have fun or create something in their life or whatever. So you have to like put the value of, if is what I'm buying worth living with for the next however many months it's going to take you to pay it off? You know, is that stress that you're going to carry forward in the future worth it? And if you already have a credit card debt, you know, then you have to literally start. So what I would ask everybody is to think of the first moment, like, in their life, even if it doesn't even make any sense, the age that pops in their head, what is the first moment in your life where you felt indebted?
Mm.
And that's usually the pattern, the clue for where the first part of that pattern usually started, you know what I mean, generally.
Okay.
But, you know, it could be they heard their parent, you know, talking about credit card debt, and they felt their parents' energy of being indebted. Sometimes it's not their energy that they're feeling. They're sometimes the first feeling they're feeling is they're picking up their parents. So, but for generally everybody in the group that I'm kind of listening to, the majority, like 65-68% of everybody listening,
okay,
the age in which you probably first indebted was before the age of 2, is what I heard. And it could be that you're indebted to your mom and dad because you feel indebted to their love, right? But see how weird that's like a stealth kind of belief, you know?
Totally not our fault. I mean, yeah, what I had come in with is just totally not your fault. It's not your fault. Let's clear people of this. Let's start opening everybody up to the life they deserve. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, I did a clearing on happiness for people, and what I got, it was mind blowing to me that the majority of everybody on that clearing, 80-something% of their energy was tied up in pleasing people. So what I just said about indebtedness is kind of similar. You see what I mean? Because they were,
absolutely,
if you have to please somebody, you're still sort of indebted. And so we're taking all our energy trying to make everybody else happy, and we need to grab it all back and flourish and make ourselves happy. Yeah.
Well, can we do the clearing work? I know we've got, we better get on it because I know it's actually pretty intensive. So let's do the energy clearing session. And everybody, if you're sending me questions, I see them all coming in, and, you know, we're going to do our best. We are so packed up that it is incredible. So, Christy, I'm going to let you take it away, and I'm going to be here experiencing this as well. So, everybody, be in a place where you can do it and just sort of be present, and let's create some miracles.
Yeah, I love it. All right. So take your energy up, everybody, where you know source to be. So see, sense, or feel source. And for those of you who need a little more logic to it, just take your energy up about 300 feet above your head, and you will kind of sense an opening where you will see or sense the light. And ask that light, which is basically just pure consciousness itself, unadulterated, totally pure, wants the best for you, hopes, you know, will mold into whatever shape you want to mold it into. But ask that light to come into the top of your head, your crown, connecting you to your knowing, connecting you to your perceiving, and connecting you to receiving. Okay, allow this light. And some people like to see it as a beam of light, and some people prefer to see it as liquid light, and either one will work. So allow this light to kind of open your crown, coming into your third eye so that you can see and know the truth today. Allow the light to come into your hearing so that you can hear the guidance. Allow the light to come into your throat, opening up all your communication channels so that you can speak the truth to yourself. Okay, allow the light to connect your throat to your heart so that your heartfelt desires get communicated, and that everywhere you've kind of, like, let's just start clearing a couple of things here. Everywhere you just felt blocked about communicating your truth, or felt like that you really couldn't ask for what you wanted because it just wouldn't show up. So just ask the light to kind of wash that away. Okay, allow the light to come in and open and reactivate and remember all your true authentic desires for yourself. ask the light to come into your solar plexus, opening up your anywhere you felt sucker punched, nervous, I hear agitated, stopped, blocked. Okay, allow the light to come into your power center, opening up everywhere you feel powerless over any situation, asking to you to remember what it's like to just stand in your energy, stand in grace, be confident, alive, well, whole. Allow the light to come into your roots so that you're rooted in your heart's desires while also being connected. And ask the light to move all the way through your hips, into your legs, into your feet. And I like to connect to the center of the planet where there's this really cool place where it feels just like mama's love, just totally supportive. So take the light and imagine just a beam of light or liquid light that goes into the center of the planet. And again, see, sense, or know, because you all know where this is, but see, sense, or know, even if you think you're making it up, you kind of know where it is, where it feels just like love that just completely supports and grounds you. Okay, and once you find that, I want you to imagine there's like an elevator or a little trampoline, and then this light's just going to bounce right back up into your feet, into your legs, into your hips, into your stomach, and then right up into your heart. And now you are now connected from above and below. And imagine your heart's like a big sunshine, and it's going to radiate 360 degrees all the way around you. Okay, and remember how I said that a lot of people live from a very contracted place. I'm going to show you how to expand. If you get anything from this call, if you just live from an expanded state, I guarantee you, you will start shifting blocks just from this one thing. So allow the light to radiate past your body about 10 feet. So it's radiating out your heart like a big sunshine 10 feet all the way around you, 360 degrees all the way around you, and allow to radiate past the building you're in. Okay, so a lot of people shifted right there just from that one thing. And allow the light to expand past the city you're in. Now, we're here for abundance. So just ask that you connect to the hearts of everybody who could bring you abundance. Okay, so any person, place, thing, idea, event that you can connect to in your city that could bring you extra abundance. Just kind of invite that in now. Say, I am open to receive. Okay, and then take this light and radiate past the state you're in. And again, just connect to all the hearts, and your soul knows from this expanded space who these people are. So just connect to the hearts of all the people that could bring you a lot of abundance. Win-win. Okay, and allow all the people, places, ideas, events, you know, like maybe somebody gives you an idea and it generates a lot of money for you, right? So just ask those people to come into your life. And then take your energy, expand it past the country you're in. Again, connecting to all the people, places, ideas, events, and, you know, anything that can be brought to you that generates a lot of abundance. And it's great to receive this. It can be this easy. Okay, and then just expand the energy field past the planet Earth, and again, connect to all the people on the planet who can bring you abundance. Win-win, you can gift to them, they can gift to you. It's all a big gifting experience. And again, any other ideas that anybody can bring you that will generate a lot of abundance for you. And again, notice that I have no judgment on how it comes to you, okay? So just invite that in, that there's no judgment on how it shows up, right? Okay, it can come in however it wants to. All right, so now we're going to clear some blocks on indebtedness. Okay, so how many people, so anybody on this call, I want you to imagine the first moment you felt indebted to anything. Okay, and imagine, so the first, this is your foundation, but on the foundation might be hundreds of other beliefs, you know, that got nestled into this foundation. So we're gonna take this, all of it, and we're going to uncreate it. We're going to delete it, and we are going to transmute it. Transmute just means it vaporizes across all time, dimension, space, and reality. So all of these old places where you feel indebted to a family member, to companies, to countries, to the world, to whatever this indebted thing that keeps you in prison, okay, because it's kind of a lower vibration. It's not really a happy vibration. Okay, all the indebtedness, we're going to uncreate it, delete it, and transmute it across all time, dimension, space, and reality. And I'm going to say it three more times. Any other indebtedness that you guys have that makes you feel like you can't shift your credit card debt or your bills in any form, uncreate it, delete it, transmute it across all time, dimension, space, reality. Uncreate it, delete it, transmute it across all time, dimension, space, reality. I want you to imagine your biggest debt or worry. Okay, so everything creating, every reality, every thought, belief, or feeling that's holding any of this in place in your field, we're going to uncreate it, delete it, and transmute it across all time, dimension, space, reality. So don't worry about blowing everything up, because in a weird way, what fills in is your soul, and your soul already knows the answer of what perfection is. So we're just clearing anything that's in the way of it being perfect. So again, think of your credit card debt or any other debt or worry that you guys are indebted to. Uncreate it, delete it, transmute it across all time, dimension, space, and reality. Okay, so I want to clear the belief or the feeling of I can't. So I want you guys to all think of something in the abundance, in the form of abundance or money that you think you cannot do or cannot have or cannot make happen. So any of your cannots? Okay, a lot of them. Okay, so just for curiosity, ask it, what age is the first age that you bought into the energy field of I can't? Okay, so that age plus everything you just laid on top of it, will you uncreate it, delete it, and transmute it across all time, dimension, space, and reality? Everywhere else you're living in a state of I can't, which is basically the exact opposite of abundance, because abundance means more than enough. Okay, so anywhere you're I can't, I uncreate it, delete it, transmute it across all time, dimension, space, and reality. Okay, just one more time. Think of everything that you think you can't do in regards to abundance or money. Okay, I want to ask, is that really yours? Like, where did you get this from? Did you get it from a family member? Did you get it from society? Okay, so anywhere you bought that belief and made it real to you, will you uncreate it, delete it, and transmute it across all time, dimension, space, and reality? Okay, so anywhere you guys are living in the fear of I can't change, okay? So I want you to think of any place in your abundance, you know, part of your abundance life, money, credit card debt, job, anything that you think you can't change. I want you to think of that. And again, I want you to ask, at what age did you first buy that belief? So whatever you think you can't change, at what age did you first buy that belief, and from whom? Okay, everything creating that, will you uncreate it, delete it, and transmute it across all time, dimension, space, and reality? So all these overlays, right? So all these hundreds of beliefs and thoughts and feelings that got laid on top of it of I can't change, or I can't change my reality, or I can't change this issue, will you uncreate it, delete it, and transmute it across all time, dimension, space, and reality? Okay, just think of the subject for a minute of money itself. And scale of 1 to 10, 10 being you totally love money. I want you to ask your subconscious, not your mental part of you. On a scale of 1 to 10, how much do you really love money? 10 being you totally love it. Okay, so I got a couple pretty low numbers for a lot of people. So we're talking to that part of you, right? So you might have some part of you that really loves money, but we're talking to the part of you that doesn't, so we can clear it. Okay, any part of you guys that doesn't love money for whatever reason, like the love of money is the root of all evil and all the other myriads of reasons of why you can't love money, will you uncreate it, delete it, and transmute it across all time, dimension, space, and reality? How many of you guys have bought and sold yourself the belief that it's not safe, right, or good to have money? or it's hard to make it. Will you uncreate it, delete it, and transmute it across all time, dimensions, space, and reality? How many of you see money as this thing that you have to get, so that means you're always having to get it and you can't really have it? Because that would be a block. Okay, so everything that is, will you uncreate it and delete it and transmute it across all time, dimensions, space, and reality? I want to see as money as just a flow of energy that you can totally have. So just think of the flow coming towards you versus you having to chase the flow. And once the flow comes into you, you still have to take the action to grab it. But the flow of money just comes into you, and you just grab it and you take action. Okay, so there's a lot of people that bend over backwards trying to please money, and I got a picture of everybody trying to bend themselves into the energy of money, making money love them. Kind of like they want mommy and daddy to love them, they want money to love them. Okay, so any of you guys doing that kind of flow? So you always think it's kind of a ways from you or apart from you, and you have to do all this extraneous, like all this, I don't know, just complications to make it show up in your life. Will you uncreate it, delete it, and transmute it? Across all time, dimension, space, and reality. What would it take for you and money to have a love affair? Okay, and everything in the way of that. Uncreate it, delete it, and transmute it. Across all time, dimension, space, and reality. Okay, so I'm kind of feeling in the energy field a place where you guys are mad at yourself about money. So I want you to think of just kind of like conjure up the files. You know, imagine there's file folders of all the events in your life where you just maybe didn't take care of money or didn't like money or thought money mistreated you or fought with your spouses or your mates or your parents about money. Like all that old place where you're kind of angry at money. Okay, will you uncreate it, delete it, and transmute it? Across all time, dimensions, space, and reality. The energy of anger is kind of like mad, which is damn backwards. So the energy of anger will dam things up and stop it from showing up in your life. So any other place that you guys are mad at money, will you uncreate it, delete it, and transmute it? Across all time, dimensions, space, and reality. Okay, that shifted the energy a lot. Okay, everywhere you guys are mad at yourself about money, because you've been trying a lot of things and nothing seemed to shift it, will you uncreate that, delete that, transmute that, across all time, dimension, space, and reality? Okay, so I want you to see money, the energy of money liking you. I'm going to see if we can conjure this up. I want you guys to think of, I love money, and money loves me. We're part of the same energy field, part of the same flow. We all come from the same source. I have a relationship with money, and money has a relationship with me. I'm willing to love money, and I'm willing to let money love me. Okay, and everybody get a picture of like a $100 bill or something in front of them. And we are going to ask this money. This is a symbol of your money. We're going to ask this money, how do I get more of you? How do I get more of you? Okay, and what guided action can I take to get more of you? Okay, and any of you guys who are afraid to take some massive action in order to make it happen, uncreate it, delete it, and transmute it across all time, dimension, space, and reality. Everywhere you guys are afraid to take massive action, uncreate it, delete it, and transmute it across all time, dimension, space, and reality. So one more time, just ask money, how can I get more of you? It might be a different idea that pops in your head, but money, how can I get more of you? Okay, so it feels like some people need to learn a new skill or something to maybe, if they learn some new skills, money will come in a little more easy. So I want you guys to ask, what is one or two skills that I can learn that will generate a lot of money for me? Okay, what is one or two skills I can learn to generate a lot of money for me? Okay, and then I want you to ask the universe to guide you to some free or not very expensive sources to learn those skills. So just kind of say to yourself, universe and myself, I am totally open to be guided to figure out how to do these skills with little or no money. Okay, everywhere you guys don't think the universe could be that fun, that magical, that miraculous, uncreate it, delete it, transmute it, across all time, dimension, space, reality. So what would it take for money to be fun for you guys? And actually just manifesting itself to be fun, you know? It doesn't have to be arduous. It could be fun, light, guided. Okay, and everything in the way of that, will you uncreate it, delete it, and transmute it? Across all time, dimension, space, and reality. Okay, and any other clearing that you guys want to bring up right now that needs to be clear, that you know needs to be cleared, will you uncreate all those things, delete all those things, transmute all those things across all time, dimension, space, reality? What would it take for you guys right now to uncreate it, delete it, transmute it, uncreate it, delete it, transmute it, uncreate it, delete it, transmute it, all blocks to abundance and to money? Okay, right there. Okay, what would it take for you guys to be so completely generous with the universe and the universe is generous with you? What would it take for your main energy to be of abundance? Abundance means like a plethora of, more than enough. An abundance of generous, kind, caring. What would it take for the universe and you to be in the vibe of kindness, caring, gratitude, abundance, more than enough, profit, ease, complete guidance, knowing exactly what to go do in order to make this happen? Okay, cool. You guys took that in. Okay, when you guys are ready, just open your eyes, knowing all is well, and this is permanently affixed into your reality.
Wow. Wow, that was very, very deep. This is sort of like attracting huge numbers of people from everywhere. So I want to hear what people are saying about what they felt, what they discovered, what they uncovered during this process, because there were some things that I had come up as well, and I've been very fortunate and abundant and always eager to serve, but I even felt some things come up with me about taking new steps, because as you get further along in this path of sharing who you are and growing, there's always another level that the universe wants you to serve at, and then you hit another block. I mean, you could be doing extremely well, but you hit a block, so we all have them, and mine was that I have to do everything myself, and I really, really let that go, and I want to see what's going to happen.
That's fun.
Wow. Yeah, that's a fun one. Oh, my gosh. Tell us what you felt, what you uncovered on that powerful session. You know, one thing, Christy, that and people are chiming in right now, so I'm going to read some of those. But when we talk about all of these, like, blocks to abundance and all the things that are happening, we have a lot of people just sort of asking us questions. Because they're very excited. They know there's a challenge here. So can we maybe not open the line, but just read some of the questions that we've had coming in from so many people, and then we can really work on how we can let them really take this in their life and apply it and go deeper into the work and make it a reality?
Yeah, for sure. I love questions.
Okay.
My favorite thing.
Well, you know, first of all, like one person asking, like if they like go deeper into these processes with you, I mean, how fast does it take for people to really begin seeing results? Is it something immediate or is it something that takes a longer time period?
If they're, you know, first, it's basically how open they are to receiving the energy. For instance, when I first started this, somebody gave this welfare mom, okay? First off, she gifted her with the Unlimited Abundance Journey. Within like a week, okay? And she hadn't even started the class, but she started taking in the energy because I set in a powerful intent that everybody who joins it, gets healing and gets started. But she got $1,000 given to her to go towards like some tuition or whatever that she wanted to put her kid in one of like, you know, because it was a welfare mom who had a lot of money, but all of a sudden she lost her job. You know what I mean? So she's earning good money. Now she has no money. So she put it towards, she wanted to keep her kids in like music lessons and coaching and things like that, right? So she got $1,000 towards that. She got summer camps for her kids. She got another $2,000 given to her from somebody who just wanted to give it to her. She got a job doing photography, like as a side job. And that happened right as the food stamps and the unemployment, kicked out. And then that was what she emailed me the first, like after the first week, and it hadn't even started, right? And then I know that she got a job within the 12 weeks. So she got it. So the answer is immediate as long as you're open to receiving it, you know? And I'll be there's like one lady, she went through the 12 weeks, and for her, nothing happened. But then she sent me an email. She goes, you know, everybody else was having powerful results, so I knew it was me, and I wasn't going to quit.
Yes.
And she did it one more time. Like, she listened to the replays, right? And the second time she did it, she said everything completely and totally opened up for her. She was the one that I earlier had given the story about when she finally hit the one block or whatever, she got the three advertising contracts for over $160,000, you know?
Wow.
So, yeah, but she had to do it twice, you know? So that was rare, you know what I mean? Like every, you know, because I really kept track of this group because I wanted to see what happened, you know? So I'm always open for feedback. But they sent me emails, and pretty much everybody had something happen. That group of four, the initial group of 400 manifested over $3 million extra. I made sure that they only told me the extra above what they were already making. So that's approximately about, whatever, $8,000-$10,000 a person.
Okay, so there was a, this is very, very cool. So you had an unlimited abundance group. They manifested how much money being part of this?
400 people, $3 million extra above what they normally would manifest
extra
within 12 weeks. Within 12 weeks. And I know some of them after that,
weeks.
Like one chick manifests $1 million. Like, I mean, it's crazy, but yeah.
I want to talk about like how, oh my God, I'm kind of, that is very cool. I mean, I want to talk about kind of what you're mentioning, because this was a group that you created through one of your training programs. And the training program is really the Unlimited Abundance program. And in that, they got joined to this group and got all of this amazing clearing work and connected to the higher intention energy of what you're doing. Let me tell people a little bit about where they can find out about that and start connecting to that now. It's at YouWealth, Y-O-U, wealthrevolution.com/Christie, C-H-R-I-S-T-I-E. That's YouWealthRevolution.com. C-H-R-I-S-T-I-E. And so, wow. So tell me some more about what is going on with this Unlimited Abundance group that you created and the teaching in it. What is in it? What is it about, and how does it work?
Yeah, so I wanted to do, because I really, really believe that abundance is who we are, and money shouldn't really be a problem for people. I really believe that, you know, it's such a silly thing in the planet that we take all our time and effort, and it's so hard, you
know?
So I thought, what if I could guide people into an easier way? And I was just as curious as everybody else to see what happened, you know? And what I because I'd worked on over 10,000 people, I kind of had a list of what I knew the common abundance blocks were, because I'd, you know, worked on so many people. I looked at their field, you know, I knew what was up. And so I took the 25 main abundance blocks, and they were ones, like even we said right now earlier about indebtedness. Most people don't know to look for maybe indebtedness, or look for I have to do everything myself, you know? So some of these are kind of stealth, but they're in everybody. And I took these beliefs, and we worked them for 25 sessions, basically over 12 and a half weeks, two a week, and I recorded them. And I've since been offering these, and so initially everybody paid $1,000, but my goal was that everybody made way more than their $1,000 investment.
Okay.
And that proved itself from the stats that I got, you know. And yeah, they said it was completely life-changing. I've never done a program where I had so many people email me testimonies. And these, and I'm honestly, it seems like bragging, I guess, if I just went through all the testimonies I got. You know what I'm saying? Because they were huge. Like, one lady did it because she wanted to, one lady had a $1 million IRS bill, okay? that's crazy,
goodness.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah, that's,
she got it down to 30,000 in the 12 weeks, you know, and then she paid it off. One lady, you know, and it could be any from an average person like welfare mom who gets a job, right, to I had a realtor who was making like $70,000 a year, and within the 12 weeks she manifested like an extra $150,000. She said it has never been easier, and now, you know, I've talked to her since then, and since then she's manifested way more than that. Then there's people, you know, like the healer who, you know, went from 12 clients to 28, or you know, like there was another teacher who figured out how to basically manifest an extra 30,000 just over, because they kept track over the course of the 12 weeks, you know. So it was like $1,000 here, it was $3,000 here, it was, you know, somebody giving her $20,000 to teach an 8-day seminar, which she'd never taught before, ever, like a big seminar like that. Somebody randomly
yes.
$20,000 to go teach a seminar.
Oh,
so, you know, to people who, you know, one lady, this was an interesting manifestation, but she knows why she did it. It is a little chaotic, but what she realized is something happened where she got sick and her husband both got sick, right? And then their car quit.
Okay.
And what it taught her was that the universe will totally take care of her and she doesn't have to do it for herself. So what happened is all of the neighbors in the community started taking care of her kids, bringing them food. Oh, yeah, I think she broke both legs or something. It was something crazy like that. You know, somebody gave him a car, you know. So, I mean, she would be one of those examples where everything went wrong, quote, as soon as she started the course, and she was, like, freaking out. And within a week, she discovered what the lesson was, and the lesson was for her to, like, just get over and let people help her, because everybody just totally helped her. And at first she's like freaking out, and then a week later she's laughing about how she had to go about getting her energy to change. She's like, I wasn't seeing what my block was, but now I get it, and now
right.
I'm through it. And now I'm
wow.
So
now,
we
a lot
cover
of people
all
are
the angles.
Okay.
Go ahead, sorry.
Oh, I'm so sorry. We're getting a bunch of questions. One person is asking, is this $1,000 to join this group? Is it? It's not, is it? It's not, correct?
Oh, no. Yeah, these are the recordings, and today you guys are getting, normally it's $400 is what we're selling the recordings for, but you guys are getting it for $199. So it's super, super, and you get the same, so since I've been doing that, I've got emails from other people who have done the recordings.
Okay.
It's the same energy in the recordings. And what's cool is you can go through the recordings quicker. You know, they had to wait the 12 weeks. So a lot of people are doing one recording every day. And they're just kind of going through them, you know, and getting through their course a lot quicker. So, yeah, so it's $199. And, you know, people are still sending me, like, really crazy stories, like, that this stuff works, you know. And we have a nice forum that everybody can join in as a group, because I'm all about building community. You know, I don't think everybody should just be like left out there alone. So each after you go through each module, there's a community forum that I go into, as well as other people who have been in, you know, doing that session. And you can, you know, say, hey, this came up for me. Anybody else have this come up for them? And people could go, yeah. You know, or, hey, I got a little stuck on this. I want to try this. You know, what do you think? And so it's, there's also a community of support that, you know, helps everybody grow a lot quicker. I really think community energy, you know, pushes people a little bit more. So,
people are
yeah.
asking, what are the different the 25 abundance blocks? Because this actually is a whole step-by-step guide in clearing program to clear all of those the major 25 abundance blocks that you found held back this experimental group. And when that was removed, that $3 million for all those people, you know, over all of them, over the 400, came in. So what are the 25 I know it's a lot, but what are some of the 25, I guess, if we don't want to just read them out, abundance blocks that this will help to release?
Yeah, well, it goes everywhere from just resisting, like, you know, there's usually these walls up that we don't even know that we're an infinite being. Mm-hmm. So I got to guide people into the fact of knowing, look, you're an infinite being, you can change this. Then clearing all the doubts and fears that are going to come up, because once you know you're an infinite being, then your ego is going to go, hold on, we're not going to change that quick. So it brings up all your doubts and fears. Then the third session, we clear your fear of change. So do you kind of see how I, like, found the basic root blocks and then we start clearing them in order is really what's so cool about it. So then you clear your fear of change. Then we clear the groundwork, all the old decisions that you made about money. You know, we give you a clear slate. Then we clear your fear of growing any further. So we, you know, clear all your set limits. Then we clear fear of success, because some people don't want to be, like, bigger than life, you know, or have their money grow really quickly. Or, you know, we all have these funny limits of how successful we'll let ourselves be. Exactly. Then we clear, and if you're successful, then maybe people won't like you. Then you got to clear all the fear of rejection. Then we have to clear fear of numbers. Some people really just don't want to look at their books and their numbers. You know, I think, you know, you wouldn't believe that was the week that changed people so dramatically, because people went and looked at, like what's up?
The better, you know, the more, DeMartini always says, the better you are at managing money, the more money you get to manage. And the universe is going to allocate it based on how well you manage it. And if you just hide from it, and you can't look at it, then, you know, it's going to go very quick. And I know people who've inherited, one person I know inherited, the family inherited $600,000, and I don't know what's left of it, but a good portion of that, if not, you know, 90% of it is gone, because their management and not looking at the numbers and just thinking it's always going to be there, so off that the money just they didn't have a higher, you know, order around it. It's gone. Just gone. So
yeah.
That is so key.
Yeah, like two people figured out some way to pay off their whole house. I don't know. How they did it, all I know is I got the email saying, I just paid off my house. I'm like, wow.
Wow.
I know, seriously, right? Like, that's everybody's lifelong goal, right? To pay off my house, right? So they just did their numbers and they figured out a way to pay off their house, two of them.
Beautiful. Chrissy, I don't want to jump in real quick, but I'm getting a lot of people asking what page it's on. And so it's $199, and then you also have a two installment payment. So if some people want to just pay $99.50 and then another $99.50, I think, in 30 days. So $99, and they can get started and get through the whole program probably in the 30 days anyway, and really start seeing the results and maybe manifest the second payment. It's at uwealthrevolution.com/Christy, Christie. And the other thing, Christy, you guys are, you know, your company and what you do so keyed in on make sure people are happy. Is there, if someone tries it and says, you know, this really isn't for me, is there an opportunity for them to just, you know, get their money back if for any reason it doesn't really, you know, they feel like it didn't deliver?
Yeah, for sure. So we do have some people who say, yeah, I'm going to just try it out. I think it's, I don't have the page up in front of me, but I think it's 90 days, if I remember. We don't really, what's so funny is we don't really get that many refunds. So it's either 30 days or 90 days, but we don't really get that many refunds. So that's kind
days.
Of, yeah. Okay. Yeah, well, yeah.
You know, I just think
a lot too.
If you can't, you know, if this doesn't clear away something that presents an opportunity where you take some action or you learn something or you do something or serve somebody, and in 90 days bring back what you invested, I mean, that to me, I'm not going to say it's impossible because it could be, but I would think it'd be, you'd have to try pretty hard to not really awaken to some new part of yourself to really do more and give more. Fantastic. Oh, Helly, yes, Helly, it's at UWealth Revolution, or actually, Helena, it's at uwealthrevolution.com/Christie, CHRISTIE. Is that right, Christy?
Yeah, I usually
That's
say...
That's how I spell your name?
Yeah, Christ with an IE. It's like easier to remember.
Oh, okay. Christ with an IE, fantastic. I know we're going a bit long. Can we take some questions, or at least let me read some questions that people are having, and maybe even if you intuit anything, maybe just share that. That might be very powerful for people. Would that be okay for the next maybe 5 minutes?
Yeah, for sure. Uh-huh.
Oh, beautiful. Okay, everyone. So I want to hear your questions. We've got over 155 questions here, so I want to be real clear. We can't take everybody. I have got a question for someone here. Hold on 1 second. 1 second. One person said they feel like their heart exploded open with so many beams of light coming from that meditation and that clearing. Okay, so let's see what questions we've got. Let me refresh. We have so many comments coming in. Do you have anything? This is Jackie from Denver. Says, do you have anything for someone who has a fear of settling down? And I'm not sure how that would relate to money. Maybe being sort of, everything up in the air and not having stability is sort of part of what she has taken on, and that of course could affect your abundance because you're not really creating roots. What is your feeling there, Christy?
Well, there's two parts to it. So part one, there's a part of her that needs to just really get okay that she's never going to be the kind of person that follows rules. And I actually think that it's kind of funny, but you can get more expanded if you don't really buy into the rules of the world. You know what I mean? You still have to do things like your taxes and whatever, right? But there's a lightness that she should maintain for sure. However, okay. I hear what she needs to clear is the fear behind the not settling down. Okay? So it's totally okay to have that point of view if she wants to live like that, except for I can feel this other twinge behind it goes to her mama, to her mom, and somehow how she was raised that she's like rebelling against. So rebellion energy, kind of often has like a anger attached to it, or a screw this, or a hurt or a wounded thing underneath, and that's what she's got going on. So if she clears that, and she labels like handling money as like kind of fun versus handling money as very adult. You know, you can have it be fun. I love money. Like, I think handling money and doing the paperwork and all that stuff is just kind of fun. I didn't always think that. You know, I thought it was like, oh, I don't want to do that, you know. But once you clear all the misemotion that's underneath all that, like her little hurt, wounded little girl part of her, you know, that didn't feel like anybody really, you know, let her be what she wanted to be, then it feels like money will start showing up. Because in a funny way, it feels like she's not receiving herself. So money can't receive her if she's not willing to receive herself.
Wow. Now, everybody, she is reading that from the question. So she's intuiting this, and she's said that people that get on this program, they're going to start receiving. So I've got a question from Kimberly. I'm trying to buy the program but do not see the option for 2 payments of $99, only the full pay. Kimberly, it's actually right under the purchase button that says add to cart $199. If you look under it, there's a link that says need a payment plan. Click here to pay 2 easy installments of $99.50. So it is actually under that. There's a text and a link. Okay, anybody else has a question? Oh, we've got tons flying in here. Oh boy. This one is sort of coming to me. Nikki says, I'm told and now I understand that I'm too trusting with my offers of money. How do I stop giving it too easily to my detriment, or giving it away to my detriment? This is Nikki from Airdrie, Alberta, Canada.
Okay, so what I would do if I was her, because sometimes you have to call in the energy firmly enough till you embody it, okay? But for her, it feels like she needs to, instead of pleasing everybody else for like a month and a half, if she just simply pleases herself and watches when she wants to bend what she really wants to do in order to please somebody else. Like she has no boundaries in a way, is what it feels like. So she'd rather give so that they're happy instead of being aware of what their agenda is, you know?
Okay.
So, yeah. So self-love, be totally selfish. And then when you give money, I actually do this. I say, if I do this, like this exchange of money or whatever it is, will it bring me more? You know, because I like to set the intent that everything I give out is multiplied abundantly back towards me. And if the answer is no, then it causes me to think that there's something, then I have to look a little deeper into the exchange that I'm about to enter into.
Very powerful.
So there might just be something kind of weird about it. Yeah.
Meta from Tacoma is asking not to listen to the sessions every day.
No, you can. The cool thing is you can listen at your own pace. So some people listen to them every day. Some people did it exactly as I, twice a week, for 12 weeks. So it's really your choice. I would probably at least listen two or three times a week.
Probably
get out of it.
Okay. We've got a bunch of questions coming in, so I'm kind of hitting them quick as I can. I know we've got just a few more minutes. We've got a question from Peggy, and she's thinking about her kids. And this is a really key point, everyone. I mean, if you are having young children or children in your life, and you're wondering, okay, I've had this life experience, I want to shift it, but I don't want my children to have the same life experience, or maybe you're seeing that, you know, when you think back to when they were 2 to 7, and you were experiencing certain things that they saw or they felt or even they intuited from you, you know, can you help your children? Can you clear them from this by helping them see another unlimited path? And I got to say this, you know, a lot of us when we get older, you know, if our children do better, and this I'm just going to say, if our children do better, they will be able to help us be better and put some financial stability in our life. I mean, that's, you know, I do a lot because I worry about the people in my family because I want to be a stable source for them, just like they were for me. So this is a huge investment in your life and in your family and in your children. Peggy is asking a great question. She says, my husband's firm burned down 6 years ago. We lost everything because of that. I'm really feel like I am replaying what happened to my father when I was little. Now imagine, Peggy's got children. I'm afraid now that my daughter, who experienced that fire and the loss, will experience the same when she's older. Here's the question. Can I clear that for her so she will never carry that energy with her? Peggy is in Belgium,
so,
by the way.
I love those questions. So what I would do is when you're doing the clearing, invite in the higher self or the soul, however you want to phrase that, of the of your kids and your family, okay? So you can just invite in, say, you know, any clearing that I receive in clearing my blocks, if anybody, you know, if my daughter wants the same clearing, I invite her into the energy. Now, it is free will. She has to choose if she wants to take the energy or not. But generally speaking, I've found that most people, you know, it feels lovely to them. You know, the energy is more than they have right now. So, so you just invite in their souls and they can get cleared at the same time.
That is incredible. Let me get one or two more questions, then I know, Chris, you've got to run. Belle from Minneapolis is asking, hey, Darius, I seem to be the person that has to attract a disaster in order to get my miracles, quote unquote. I would like to clear that issue. She says, any thoughts would be helpful because these disasters usually make it impossible to get ahead ever. So, Belle, Christy, any thoughts on that?
Yeah, she's doing destruction. I would just clear everywhere. I have to destroy everything in order to, like, she likes destroying things, right? So I would just, and just destruction isn't bad in and of itself, but at the wrong time it is. So I would just start clearing everywhere I need to destroy my life, destroy my money, destroy, you know, everything. And then there's some belief somewhere that you think that God or the universe destroys things. So I would just, that's the word that just keeps coming up there. And look at it, like I look at life, if you can keep the flow that it's always being created. But she won't get to the flow of always being created because she still has too many energies of destruction. So just clear everywhere I need to destroy my life, everywhere I need to destroy my money, everywhere I need to destroy my finances, uncreate it, delete it, transmute it.
Mm. Okay, one last question from Laverne in Baltimore. She says, I felt like a quiver in my abdomen during the clearing. Any idea what that is? Or, what, I mean, does that ever happen before?
Yeah. Some people fall asleep. Some people yawn. Some people cry. Some people, you know, everybody's different, right? It just feels like she has a tendency to hold a lot of energy in her abdomen. And so for her,
okay, Laverne, she's talking to you.
Make sure she adds a lot of light from, you know, her root all the way up to her heart, up to her neck, because she tries to, like, shove all her energy in her stomach and not listen to it. You know, like, oh, I don't want to deal with that. That's where all your beliefs are right in your stomach. So, yeah. Women will do that, like, a lot, more than men for some reason, hold their energy in their stomach.
Wow. Wow. Okay. Well, I want to, I just want to thank you, Christy. This was incredible. And what you did with that group, with that test group, and then manifesting like $3 million across 400 people, and now letting us like not have that for $1,000, but be able to do it for $99.50 for 2 months or $199, it's just incredible. And I am so indebted for you coming on and helping us and teaching us and helping us clear. Any quick final words for the group? I know you've got to run, but this has just been so much fun.
Yeah, you know, my main thing in life is please don't quit on yourself, okay? So the thing is, I look at it like you have nothing to lose if you partake in it. The worst case scenario is you return it, right? We don't get that many returns because it's powerful. And the thing is, again, the universe is always going to keep showing you your stuff until you get rid of it. Mm. So I would check inside and see if this is your invitation to once and for all be done with all the weird kind of stealth hidden blocks that you probably aren't going to find on yourself, because had you ever found them, you would have cleared them. You know what I mean? Like people look at their stuff, right? But if you haven't cleared it, it's not gone. So today's the day. The invitation is here. Take some action. So that's really what I would do. Because I just see a lot of good people who stress and worry over things that could easily be changed if they had the right tools.
Fantastic. Well, I just want to thank you so much and let everybody know it is at uwealthrevolution.com/Christy, C-H-R-I-S-T-I-E, or just Christ with a I-E at the end of it. Thank you for being here. Thank you for sharing and really letting us connect to your, you know, super powerful clearing methods and really just be with you. And thank you for being a part of this.
Yeah, it's my pleasure. It's my pleasure. I can feel a lot of cool things happen. So, you know, send us your emails over the next couple of days, because I can tell you guys really took some deep energy. I mean, I really asked for the deepest whatever to show up for you. So I know things are going to change for you guys.
Wow. Well, thank you so much, Christy.
Yeah, my pleasure.
This is a very deep group, guys, and I mean, all of you I know have a bigger purpose on the planet than, you know, the troubles you may have right now seem huge, but you have such a bigger message, such a bigger possibility, such a bigger gift to give that they're almost like ants on the shoulder of a giant. And that's what I want you to get. And I know that's why Christy felt from all of you this deep energy that was being released. And so I want you to just be really clear that you have that power, and every moment that you don't unlock it, you may see the same pattern play out again and again. Like, that's the message from the universe, that you're not on the right track. You're not on the track that was meant to be for you. So, you know, we love having you. We love to share this with you. And, you know, I believe just being on these calls makes a huge difference. For some of you that want to go deeper, it's at youwealthrevolution.com/Christy. And for those of you that, you know, just want to continue to clear away on each call, that's what we do. I mean, that's why we bring some of the most amazing teachers. That's why we do the Intention Circle. So whatever it is, you know, it's right for you, and we just want to thank you for being here. And again, if you're interested in what Christy is doing, there's a payment plan, there's ways to connect to this, and she is so generous. 90 days. To literally feel it in your life, experience it, and if you don't feel that you got back so much more than what you put out, then you're under no obligation to keep it, and they will refund you. So it's an incredible program, and we're so happy that you're here. Much love, everyone. We'll see you on the next You Wealth Revolution call, and you are a gift. You are amazing, and if you're interested in Christy's program, go to youwealthrevolution.com/Christy, C-H-R-I-S-T-I-E. I love you guys. I care about you, and I couldn't do this without you. So thank you for being a part of my life. Much love. We'll see you on the next call. Bye-bye, everyone.